He's doing a tremendous job over there, and he joins us now. Coach, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're fantastic. A little bit warm, but not too bad. They say that it's 102, but it only feels like 101. So, you know, that's not bad because of the low humidity.
What does that mean, by the way, like 101?
It feels like 101, that's all. It don't feel like 102.
I
never felt 102, so I don't know.
After 85 degrees, it's just hot.
It feels the same. Well, Coach, let's talk a little bit about your decision. You know, I suppose this kind of stuff is going to happen when you have the kind of record that you've had over the last few years, especially. You keep winning, guys are going to keep coming after you, aren't they?
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, it's somewhat embarrassing because, you know, with that, you know, people, I think, sometimes sit back, and I can't really blame them. They question sometimes your loyalty and what you're doing, and really there's none of that. I mean, it's just something that it comes with the territory when your players play well on the field, and coaches tend to get other opportunities, whether it be my assistant coaches or myself, and it's not something I really want to gloat about, but it happened, and I know where I'm supposed to be, and we're going to carry through on that.
You know, one of the things that Coach Fisher said in an article today that is posted at ESPN.com, Jeff Fisher of the Titans, he said, you know, we love Nashville. I put all my kids through the same grammar school here. We're going to get our deal done because we love this area. For you, talk a little bit about that. I mean, how much of it is Nashville, the Vandy community, the SEC, you know, those things? Because that's a good conference out there, and I understand Oregon's a beautiful place. But talk a little bit about that as well.
Well, I think the Nashville part of it, which Jeff mentioned, it really is second to none. I always thought if I was in a profession like professional baseball and you weren't housed in a certain city, I would live here. I just think that this is, and my wife feels the same way, it's the best place we've ever lived in before. As far as Vanderbilt is concerned, I mean, they've been very, very nice to us and nice to our players and have gone out of their way to build facilities. And, you know, for that, I'm very proud. And the only thing that would ever concern me about this particular situation, which just occurred, was the fact that the chancellor left, and right behind him, I thought that there was a possibility that David Williams, you know, could leave too. And to be quite honest with you, I thought that was a concern of mine, because those two guys were basically the architects, or really helped us grow our program and put something into it. But those concerns have been alleviated, and I feel good about that, and just ready to grow for this year.
Tim Corbin is our guest, head baseball coach over at Vandy. And, you know, Tim, we've seen what's going on with college coaches in football and in baseball. A colleague of yours, Jim Wells, down at Alabama, had made a decision to leave, and 2 days later, never mind, you know, came back to the program. We saw what Billy Donovan went through. It's really tough to analyze anything or make any kind of a decision like that immediately after a season ends. Wouldn't you think? I mean, you have to have that separation because of the whole emotional, you know, outlay of energy that you put into a season. You really can't even think about anything like that, because I think every coach in every team wants to quit as soon as the season's over with.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you can't really see yourself gear up for another season because you've just exhausted yourself. I remember the feeling after the Michigan game and thinking, oh my gosh, we're going to do this again, and how can I muster up enough energy to go through this and feel like this? And, you know, it comes right back again. You know, the time comes and goes, and then you get enough energy to want to go back out there and do it again with a different group of kids. And that's the way I'll feel going into this year. But right after the fact, no, you can. It's very emotional, and you're probably not capable of making the proper decisions at that point.
Tim, it's Jonathan Schaefer. Great to talk to you again.
Thanks, Jonathan. Good talking with you.
When it comes to Vanderbilt, and you had these discussions with Oregon, do you still feel as strongly about Vanderbilt, even with the departure of Gordon Gee and David Williams still being there? Do you still think that the commitment that you need from Vanderbilt and from the Vandy community is still there to keep this program going forward to the excellence that it achieved this past year?
I definitely do. I mean, I've had long discussions with David about that, and he's made it known to me, and some other people have made it known to me, that regardless of who the new chancellor is, that Vanderbilt is going to do everything that they've done in the past years to keep moving in a northward direction, and they have. I mean, we're not just talking about baseball here. There's a lot of sports that have been very successful at Vanderbilt. We've got a national championship. Yeah, we've competed very well in some other sports. I think a lot of people are very opportunistic about what Bobby has in store for this year, and rightly so. That staff has worked very hard to put some recruiting classes together to finally have some depth, and I think everyone is hoping and praying that something good happens to him. And I think if that happens, it's just going to move us in a different direction, because we've been very successful in a lot of sports, and we've done it in ways that no one else in our conference has been able to do it. And I think that's very gratifying. But I like what's in front of us, and I've heard from a lot of people that have a lot to do with the hiring of our new chancellor, that it's always going to stay this way, and that's what I have to trust, and I will trust.
Tim, can you characterize the tone and the type of discussions that you had with Oregon?
Well, they started off as kind of as an advisor. I mean, they came here and went to some other schools as well, and then they called me back 2 days later, and I still was in a consulting mode. But then they started talking their position. They said, would you be willing to listen and look at this for us? And I did, and I was out west at the time. I was in San Diego recruiting, and my wife was in Arizona delivering my oldest daughter at Arizona State, who works in their athletic department. And we just met up there and saw for 2 days what they had. And I think they may have had some interest in me because they knew I started.
Oh, did we lose Tim?
I think his phone has dropped down.
Yep, I think we lost Tim Corbin. All right, interesting. You know, I wanted to ask him, Jonathan, and you kind of touched on it.
We got you back, Tim.
Go ahead and finish, Tim.
Okay. No, I just think that they felt that I started a program at Presbyterian College and felt like this was a situation that I could do. And they were allowing that person to build a new stadium, design it. And they had, a decent amount of funding, and then Nike was involved too. So it made it a very prosperous deal. You could tell that they were jumping in head first. But, to start a program over again, that takes a different sort of energy, you know, because you're starting from the ground floor. And we're closer to getting to a national championship than we're not here at Vanderbilt. And it just wouldn't make sense right now in my career. And I don't think when it got right down to it, I didn't analyze it a whole lot. We knew what we've got to do right now.
Vandy baseball coach Tim Corbin, our guest. Tim, let me ask you, we touched on it with Gordon Gee and what has happened there, and you talked about being a consultant for them out there. Assess for us the way you think it is going with the system, the way Vanderbilt handles their athletic department. Some people say it'll take 5, 6, 7 years down the road to kind of see if this is working. But is this something you would recommend to other schools, that they go in this direction? And is it something that you think is going to continue to work but is maybe unique to Vanderbilt?
That's a tough question to answer, because I think in this situation, and from what I've seen, you'd have to say it's working, because your program's doing well. I think for the most part, the coaches are happy. Now, I can't speak for everyone, because right. That's me, of course, but I would say that everyone, for the most part, sees it in a positive light. Now, for another school, I'm not sure that that's the case. I mean, at the University of Tennessee, I don't know if they could do that. I mean, that's a major, major business on that side of it, where, you know, Vanderbilt, we don't recoup those same types of monies that they do. But I would say in our situation, it seems to work. I don't know if 5 or 6 or 7 more years you would be able to say any more than what we have, but we've got some good people at the top. And, you know, David Williams does a very good job of making sure that, you know, we have facilities, and he's put together some contracts for a lot of coaches to keep them happy and keep them here for as long as they want to be here.
Tim, I appreciate you taking some time. We're glad you're staying around, and we're looking forward to another great year of Vandy baseball next year, man.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. Thank you very much.